Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer. This is facilitated space for you to slow down and be still in the presence of God. So whether you're listening with a group, on your way to work, cleaning your house, or in a focused time of devotion, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. Christ is present with us. He's present through his creation all around us, and he's present within our own frame. As a way to get present with God, it's helpful to be aware of our surroundings, to be aware of ourselves. So as a way to quiet down the mind and the heart from the busyness of the day, I invite you to take a few deep breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can, and then letting the air gently release. As you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, be aware that the very breath that you're breathing in is the presence of the Holy One. And as Christ is present with you in the environment that you are in, even take a moment and look around and take in the surroundings. Be present where you are. Be present in all of your senses. Take in what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you feel. Be present within your internal self. How are you feeling in this moment? Are you happy or sad? Are you anxious or relaxed? I encourage you not to analyze what you're feeling, not to analyze the environment around you. Just simply acknowledge how you feel. Simply acknowledge where you are. And be aware that God is present with you in whatever you're feeling, in whatever you are experiencing. God is present with you. He is experiencing you in this moment. I'm going to be reading from John, chapter 8, verses 2 through 11. As I read through this passage, I invite you to listen for any phrases, or any words that may stand out to you. Be aware of how they make you feel. Be aware of any images that may come up as you listen to this passage. At dawn, Jesus appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees, they brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and he started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and he said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and he asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." As you hear this story, who do you find yourself resonating with the most in this moment, in this season of your life? Perhaps you can relate with the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Perhaps the Lord has brought up a memory. A way that you are looking to accuse and to justify yourself in your beliefs. If there is a situation where you're finding yourself operating like the Pharisees or the Sadducees, I encourage you not to feel discouraged, but rather listen to the invitation of Jesus to change the way you see the situation, the way you see the people around you, to come into agreement with his heart of compassion. Or maybe your heart resonates most with the woman who was caught in adultery. Perhaps you feel condemned Perhaps you feel trapped in sin and feel afraid to even show up at a church. If your heart does resonate with this woman in this moment, I encourage you to listen to Jesus's invitation to you, to hear the tone of his compassion. I do not condemn you. Whether you resonated more with the Pharisees or with the woman, do you hear his invitation? Go and sin no more. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees, they brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery, and the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and he started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and he said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left. With the woman still standing there, Jesus straightened up and he asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful. Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching SLOW, that's S-L-O, on your podcast platform of choice. And if you would like to connect with us, you can find us at slowprayer.com. That's S-L-O prayer.com. And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.